T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you could just go over quickly for people who may not know just what the Westside Bazaar is and what services that they have to offer for people.
The Westside Bazaar is a small business incubator for entrepreneurs who otherwise wouldn't be helped by traditional banking institutions. Our goal is to get them into position to be helped by traditional banking. So we give loans from $5,000 to $20,000, and we have relationship managers, and they help everyone do things from profit and loss statements to licensing. And we also have businesses we do lending to all over the region. But the incubator itself has 11 businesses in it right now, and that's who suffered the fire on Tuesday.
That fire, just what were the kind of the first reactions when you'd heard about what had happened there and just the damage that had been done?
It was shocking. One of the business owners, a catch from Nile River Restaurant, South Sudanese restaurant, called me at 7:30 in the morning. We don't generally talk on the phone. When I saw that it was him, I picked up and he just said, "Aaron, everything's not okay at the Westside Bazaar." And I said, "A catch? What do you mean?" And he said, "It's on fire, Aaron. There are fire trucks everywhere." And so I threw my Weedy t-shirt on and went over. And everyone was in shock that first day for sure. And in the subsequent days, we've just been really running on adrenaline and trying to get everybody back up in business, because this is really how they feed their families. This is how they have economic security.
In terms of just kind of where things go from here, my understanding is that you're looking to try and get some kitchens for the restaurants, at least on a temporary basis, before you get a new full-time home. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we're looking for space where we can set them back up again. And we need space where they can do lunch and dinner service, which is, you know, obviously our busy times where they made the bulk of their money, and Saturdays. And a lot of community kitchens need their kitchens on Saturdays or can't do evening service. You know, they close. Or so we need shuttered restaurants that have space for us, or restaurants who want to do a pop-up with one of our chefs. We're looking at all kinds of possibilities to get everybody working again.
For the future plans, are you hoping to be able to move back into the old space that you owned and worked out of before the fire? Or are you looking to maybe try and move somewhere else, maybe even a bigger space if that's possible?
Well, as I don't know if you know, but we are in the middle of a capital campaign. We have an $11.5 million capital campaign going right now for a new Westside Bazaar on Niagara Street at 1432 Niagara Street. So in a year we were going to be moving anyhow. This is a building we lease, and that's a building we own that we're building out, and that one's going to be 5 times the size of the current bazaar. So short term, we have to find somewhere to put all our entrepreneurs.
And my understanding also as well is that since this fire happened on Tuesday, you've been getting some donations and getting people supporting you guys in efforts to continue things going on while you find the short-term temporary homes and, you know, kind of help rebuilding here. Just, you know, what kind of donations have you gotten?
The outpouring's just been stunning. We're up to about 300 individual donations. I'd say 99% of them are first-time donors, and I can tell you that they've come from everywhere, from California to Maine to Toronto. Yesterday we got $5 from Houston, which to me says this place matters. It matters to people that it exists, and it figuratively and literally, people want to know that Buffalo has a place like the Westside Bazaar for refugees and immigrants and other people who want to start businesses. And they want to come here and they want to eat and they want to shop for the things that we have that are unique and hard to find elsewhere.
Where the donation ranges have been from? What are some of the largest donations you've received?
You know, one of the really beautiful things I think about all of it is that in 300 donations, most of them are $5, $10, $25, $50. We have had a handful at $250 and $500. Really, it's 300 donations from across the nation, primarily here, of course, Western New York, but we're just getting a tremendous outpouring.
And just for anybody that may be interested in donating and helping out with the cause, where can people find a link to be able to donate and help out?
WeedyBuffalo.org. We have a donate button there and a pop-up. WeedyBuffalo.org is the best place to go.
Very good. Erin, is there anything else that you care to add to the conversation that we might not have talked about or might not have discussed?
I guess I would just say that we're so grateful for any kind of donation because, you know, together they all have a powerful impact. And we've had lots of offers of, we have a bar that's making us a t-shirt and they're going to sell. We have people who might do a donation on coffee at a coffee roastery. We're open to any kind of thing that will help our business owners get back on their feet. And those are some of the creative thinking ideas. And donations, of course, are so welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.